30 anti-ICE protesters detained in Minneapolis after hotels damaged. Minneapolis, law enforcement officers detained 30 protesters after unlawful assembly was declared multiple times during a rowdy demonstration on January 9. Thousands of protesters demonstrating against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement filled downtown Minneapolis on Friday night, blocked roadways, damaged hotels, and targeted local police, according to a preliminary report and statement the Minneapolis Police Department provided to the Epoch Times on January 10. The tension started around 8 p.m. Central Time when anti-ICE protesters targeted a series of hotels they suspected immigration agents were staying at, such as the Depot Renaissance Hotel and Canopy Hotel, which is located one block from the U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. Nearly 30 minutes later, Minneapolis police officers responded to the protest area to investigate a report of a vehicle being driven toward a building. When they arrived, they did not find visible damage regarding the alleged vehicle incident. Instead, they were circled by a crowd of protesters who yelled slurs and insults at them. Some people threw snow, ice, and rocks at officers, police vehicles, and other vehicles in the roadway, a statement from the city of Minneapolis read. One MPD officer sustained minor injuries but did not seek medical treatment. This prompted the deployment of 200 additional law enforcement officers, including state troopers and conservation officers, to respond to the scene at 3rd Street and Park Avenue. MPD declared an unlawful assembly around 10:30 p.m. Central Time and issued the crowd multiple orders to disperse before arrests were made just after 11 p.m. Central Time. Protesters continued to move throughout the area, despite the freezing temperatures and snowfall, until the early morning hours, prompting unlawful assembly to be called multiple times. The protesters who were detained were cited and released. Friday night's demonstration was the third straight night locals have hit the streets demanding ICE leave Minneapolis after a deadly incident on January 7 involving an immigration officer and protester Renee Nicole Good, who was fatally shot. The Epoch Times reached out to the Department of Homeland Security and ICE for comment. Despite Governor Tim Walz preparing the Minnesota National Guard for deployment, the Epoch Times confirmed troops were not requested to support civil authorities on Friday night. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, who has been critical of the Trump administration's immigration enforcement, urged demonstrators to remain peaceful after Friday night's incidents. If anyone causes property damage or puts others in danger, they will be arrested, Frey said during a press conference on January 10. We are standing up to Donald Trump's chaos not with our own brand of chaos, but with care and unity. Demonstrators forced themselves into the Canopy Hotel through an alleyway, as others caused $6,000 worth of damage to the windows and walls of the Depot Renaissance Hotel.